Should you ever set foot outside of the hotel, you will be shot.
Don't miss the new Showtime limited series based on the international bestseller.
For the last 4 years, I've been a prisoner.
Why are they keeping you here?
Starring Emmy Award winner Ewan McGregor.
This is the brave new world that you dreamt of.
Be very careful. You are still a prisoner here.
Everything in this new world comes at cost.
This is still my country.
A Gentleman in Moscow. Now streaming on Paramount Plus. Only with the Paramount Plus with Showtime plan.
What's going on, everybody? Curtis Wilkerson with HogSports.com here. If you look over my shoulder in the background, you can see historic Hinkle Fieldhouse, where the Arkansas Razorbacks just took down Texas Tech 68-66 to advance to their first Sweet 16 since 1996. It happened, folks. It finally happened. I'm still feeling the emotion and the rush from that game. I can't imagine what it would be like to be one of the players or the coaches after what we just witnessed there inside of Hinkle. What an incredible game. You know, this is what you sign up for when it comes to March Madness. Am I right? Unbelievable. That was a slugfest between two really, really good teams, two great coaches, two great programs. And quite honestly, it's a shame that somebody had to lose, but hey, we're glad it was Texas Tech. Am I right? It was an absolute battle. You know, both teams known for their defense, especially Texas Tech. They had that reputation, but Arkansas came in with a top 10 adjusted defensive efficiency, maybe a little underrated on that end. But it was a physical game. You know, Arkansas came out, got off to a 5-0 start. Things were looking pretty good. Texas Tech responded and went up 6-5 real quick, and that just started the ebbs and flows, just like we've learned to expect. You know, Musselman's talked about it over and over throughout the course of the season, that basketball is a game of runs, and it gets wild when you get into the NCAA tournament. That was so true tonight. You know, there was one point there in the first half where things weren't looking so great. Texas Tech went up 23-13. They're up by 10. And you're thinking, is this thing going to get away from the Razorbacks? No, it didn't. They battled back. They clawed back, just like they've proven time and time again that they're capable of doing. And they go into halftime actually with a 33-31 lead. They made some adjustments. They adjusted to the physicality. They figured out how the refs were going to call the game. And they played a lot better down the stretch of the first half there. Then the opposite happens. In the second half, Arkansas comes out, they extend their lead to 9 within the first 4 minutes of the second half. I think it was 44-35 at one point there, and really, you know, held a pretty strong advantage, you know, going down the stretch in the second half. Texas Tech made a run, they cut it down to 1. Arkansas battled, you know, and extended that lead back out to 6-8 points, and you get to a point there where you're thinking, hey, Arkansas's got this covered. They're moving on, they've done it. And all of a sudden, Texas Tech gets really aggressive. They start getting to the rim. They start getting to the free throw line. Arkansas starts missing some shots. They get a few turnovers. Next thing you know, there's 2 minutes left. You look up, and it's a one-point ball game. Whew! You want to talk about some tension? I tell you what, it was something else. But Arkansas came up with timely stop after timely stop. And honestly, Texas Tech might have missed some shots that normally they would make. But that's part of basketball. That's part of basketball. Get down to the final minute there. JD Notte goes to the free throw line, splits a pair. It's a two-point game, 68-66. Here comes Texas Tech driving to the basket again. The last thing you want to do is foul them and risk it an and one. But nice contest there by Justin Smith. The shot rolls off the rim. Arkansas survives and advances to the Sweet 16. How about that? So many incredible performances in this game. You know, again, Justin Smith, who's just taken his game to a different level in the postseason. 20 points again, leads the way for the Razorbacks. He was phenomenal. Several big-time dunks. He was on the glass again. You play him at the 5, play him at the 4, have him defend the paint, have him defend the perimeter. It doesn't matter. He is so locked in right now for this Arkansas team, and that makes them even more dangerous moving forward. Arkansas made a change to the starting lineup, and they go with three freshmen. In the starting lineup, Moses Moody and Devontae Davis, who've been there, and then Jalen Williams. We'll talk about Jalen in a sec, but Moses and Devo both give you 15 points. You know, Moses just goes about his business the way he does. He's so cerebral in the way that he plays. He's just so laid back, and he lets the game come to him, but made some big shots for the Razorbacks. Devo, you know, just the spark plug, the energy guy. He made some of those big plays again, whether it's defensively or in transition, getting to the rim. He hit some really, really tough pull-up jumper. Say what you want about the man as a three-point shooter. He doesn't need it. That mid-range is money, and he knocked down several of those tonight. You know, had the big breakaway, Jalen Williams hit him with the outlet, kind of a momentum-shifting dunk there that really got everybody going. He got called for the technical foul for, I guess, hanging on to the rim. I don't know. How often do you see that called nowadays? I mean, give the kid a break. He kind of had somebody running behind him anyway. He looked over his shoulder at one point. What does he know? You know, maybe the guy's going to try to go up and get the chase down block. Maybe he runs underneath him. I don't necessarily blame him for holding on there. I guess he didn't have to, you know, do the pull up or whatever he did. But that kind of worried me at that point. I thought, man, that might swing some momentum. Texas Tech's going to get a free throw on the ball. But Arkansas got a stop, and they were able to persevere and move on from that. You know, Jalen Williams, I mean, this kid's unbelievable. You know, was out for 2 weeks with, you know, whatever he had going on, medical issue, right? Comes back for this Colgate game, plays 5 or 6 minutes, just kind of shakes a little rust off. Then you insert him into the starting lineup against a team like, big physical team like Texas Tech. He was put into the starting lineup to rebound. That's why he was in there, guaranteed, and rebound he did. Led the team with 10 rebounds. I think he only had 1 point. Is that it? I know he at least hit one free throw. I don't know if he got another bucket the rest of the game. He almost had a tip-in dunk that would have sent, you know, the roof off of Hinkle in there with a lot of loud and rowdy Razorback fans, which is really cool atmosphere in a smaller building like that. Texas Tech was well represented too, but the crowd was lively, and it really felt like an NCAA tournament atmosphere, as it should. It was great to see that. But yeah, Williams leads with 10 rebounds. Your three freshmen step up. Jalen Tate adds 10 points, did a great job. Arkansas only played 7 guys, I think. Desi Sills played, 3 minutes? Right, and then it was kind of a JD Note and Jalen Williams back and forth there. They did what it takes. Texas Tech had some big performances. McCullers was fantastic. McClung hit some big shots. Terrence Shannon did some good things for him. And Chris Beard is a fantastic coach. Those guys battled back when they could have caved. But Arkansas made the stops and made the plays when it mattered most. And they move on. Sweet 16. How long have Razorbacks fans been waiting to say that? They're back. And I'll tell you this right now, I don't think they're done. So Arkansas is going to get the winner of who? Florida and Oral Roberts, two teams that the Razorbacks have already beaten by double digits this season. Now, it doesn't mean anything. It's really hard to beat a team twice in a season. We know that. Teams evolve. They change over the course of the year. You know, Arkansas played Oral Roberts early in the season. We know what they have with Max Asmus and Kevin O'Banner, two really dynamic players. Florida, you played right after that COVID pause. Maybe they were shaking off a little rust, but wound up being a good game until Arkansas pulled away late. But here's the thing. They should be favored in either one of those games. This test tonight against Texas Tech was a big one. Texas Tech's a good team. The last time there was an NCAA tournament, those guys were in the championship game, and Arkansas just knocked them off. They got a lot of confidence. They got a lot of things going for them, and they're going to be favored now that they're in the Sweet 16 to continue to advance. What a special group. What a special team this is. You got to love it if you're a Razorback fan. I mean, this is incredible. I'm mad that I have to leave Indianapolis tomorrow, but I'm excited to come back in a few days. I hope they play in Hinkle again. It was awesome. You know, it was unbelievable. After the game, we have Justin Smith for the press conference, and he was just still out of breath. Absolutely gassed. It's a good thing Arkansas's got a few days to prepare for their next opponent. For one, because when Musselman gets 4 more days, we know what the outcome usually is. Arkansas's going to be well prepared. But two, those guys need a little rest. They need to get back in their bubble and relax, because Justin Smith was gassed and out of breath, but he was so excited and humbled by the moment. It was a great conversation with Justin. And then it was time for Eric Musselman to come up for his portion of the press conference. And we hear a big boom inside of Hinkle. Next thing you know, all the lights go out and we lose our connection. Arkansas brought so much juice into Hinkle tonight that they caused a power outage. That's how jazzed up that place was because of what the Razorbacks went in there and did. So long story short, we didn't get to talk to Mus. They're moving people in and out of there pretty quick with the COVID guidelines and things like that. So those guys are traveling back to the hotel, and they're going to set up a Zoom, and we're going to talk to Mus probably from inside of his bubble. So looking forward to that. Wish we could have got the raw reaction from him, but I guarantee you that man is still fired up. Congratulations to this Arkansas Razorback team. Congratulations to all of you as fans who have watched and followed through all these years and remember the greatness that Arkansas once had in the early 90s, and they're on their way back now. Sweet 16. Gotta love it. We'll be back with you next time. Thanks, as always, for tuning in and following along in this journey. It's been incredible, and it ain't over yet. This has been Curtis Wilkerson with Hog Sports. We'll catch you next time.
Greetings, Fantasy Warriors. I'm Heath Cummings, your guide to fantasy dominance on FFT Dynasty. Join me this offseason where mock drafts become epic showdowns and every pick shapes your legacy.
If I was Adam, with the team that he's built, Will Levis makes so much more sense.
And that's not all. We're peeling back the curtain on the future with our exclusive 2024 NFL Draft Prospect Profiles. Uncover hidden gems that'll elevate your roster to legendary status.
Puka Nacua. After Cooper Kupp, we really have no idea who's going to get the targets.
Keaton Mitchell of East Carolina. Explosive speed is ridiculous.
This isn't just a podcast. It's a playbook for champions. Subscribe to FFT Dynasty now, and together, we'll conquer the fantasy football frontier. Your dynasty journey starts here.